Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Kedushin Daf Chav Zayin. We are holding at the fifth line off the top of the Amud Tashma, and we are right in the middle of the sugya called Kinyan Agav, bundling, packaging. So we make a kinyan on karka, say by paying, by doing shtar, by having chazaka on the karka. These are karka-specific types of modes of acquisitions, as we learned in the Mishnah. They don't generally apply to metatlin, to other types of objects and mobile items. But if you bundle them together, you package them, you do kinyan agav. So together with the karka, together with the house, you get the car. You can make a kinyan on the house. And by doing so, the item comes along as well, without a separate kinyan required for that item. It's called kinyan agav, on top, bundled, added on, right? But the question we dealt with yesterday was, do we need siburim or not? Does it have to be sitting on the thing? Does the item have to be positioned on the karka to come along for the ride? Or perhaps the fact that, you know, the seller is just bundling it together and putting it as one package. It doesn't have to actually be sitting, physically be sitting together. And it can be included in the kinyan on the karka. That was the question we dealt with yesterday. We did not really resolve it. Today we're going to make another attempt. Tashma, here comes a raya from a halacha. I'll tell you two halachas regarding a shtar of a sada. Number one, a sada, a field owner turns to, you know, Adam and he says, look, zechu, the sada zulu ploini. Here, take this field and make a kinyan, a chazaka, on behalf of my friend Shimon. I want you to take it for him. V'kis v'leis hashtar. And number two, I want you to write a shtar for him, you know, to prove his ownership. And they followed his instructions, they made the kinyan chazok, and then he had a change of heart. He wants to take it back. Too late. Chozer b'shtar, yeah, he can cancel the instructions that he gave them regarding writing a shtar. So now, you know, they can't proceed with the shtar. You know, and publicize, he doesn't want. So shtar they can't write. Ve'enei chozer b'sada, but he cannot renege on the gift. The actual sada that he gave away, because it's too late. They already made that kinyan for the recipient. So case number one is, take the field and write a mishtar. He changes his heart midway. The field is gone, but the shtar, the unwritten shtar, can be cancelled. Case number two. Amanas. Shetich tevelo yis hashtar. Look, make the kinyan on the sada for my friend, but it's unconditioned. It's with a tenai that you write a mishtar. It goes together. They took the field, but not yet. They did not yet write the shtar. He had a change of mind. Chozer, bein mishtar v'misadi, he can cancel the entire deal because it was conditional. The process was not yet complete until the shtar was written. And since he changed his mind, the whole deal is canceled. Rav Chiya bar Abin, Omar Rav Huna, I'll add another case. Another variation of this halacha. Shloisha shtarisin. The three categories, three halachis pertaining to a shtar on a field. Well, two that we just spoke about. Terei hadamaran. Idach, the third one is like this. Imkada moicher. Because of leis hashtar. Let's say he's selling his field. And he runs to the local scribe, write me a shtar. A shtar mechira. Kaisa shashaninu, as we learned in the Mishnah. There's no problem doing that ahead of time. You can write a shtar for the seller, even if there's no buyer standing there, you can have, you know, prepare himself a shtar in advance. So that it's, you know, ready to be handed over to the lekeach as soon as he makes the kinyan. So what happens here? As soon as the buyer takes possession of the karka, makes a kinyan chazaka, does he get the shtar? Yeah. Shtar comes along. Nikne, shtar, b'chol mokim shahu. Shtar comes along as well. And he's kind of the shtar, wherever he is. Shtar can be sitting in the seller's drawer, in his desk at home, doesn't matter. The kinyan on the sada extends to the shtar as well, and both belong to the lakeach. Okay, so you had one case, second case, and now a third. Bottom line is, how is he being koina in the shtar? He never really picked up the shtar. Shma minolo ba'inun tziburim bo. That's because he did kinyan alav. It was meant to come along. The kinyan on the sada incorporates the shtar, despite the fact that the shtar is sitting at a totally different location. You don't need tziburim bo. Does that prove our question? Says the Gemara, no, perhaps shtar is different than your typical kinyan agav, shani shtar. The afsira, the arahu, it's like the afsar, like the reins of an animal. It's the handle. It's your access. It's your proof of ownership. It establishes your possession of the karka. So it's integrated with the karka. It's like part and parcel of the karka. It's the legal side of your ownership. So bottom line is, it's very much part of the karka, therefore comes along despite the fact that it's not sitting here. It's as though it's sitting here. But your typical kinyan agav, which entails, you know, two random, you know, elements, a karka here and a kar there, there's no direct relationship between the two items. Perhaps for kinyan agav to be effective, the metaltel must sit on the karka. 1 second, says the Gemara, how can you differentiate? V'halach katani. But, you know, Rav Chiya bar Avin, who told us this halacha with the shtar coming along, he added a twist. He says, well, that's the Mishnah, zuhi sheshaninu, exactly like we learned in our Mishnah about kinyan agav. Nechosim she'ele ma'achrais, right? Mobile things. Niknenim nechosim she'ele ma'achrais, come along with the kinyan on the secure items on the karka, b'keseh, b'shtar, b'chazaka, by way of doing a kinyan on the karka, the other item comes along, and he doesn't seem to point out any differences between whether it's this type of item or the shtar. Makes no difference. Shema mino, that proves our point. Loi b'inon tziburim b'shema mino, that for kinyan agav to work, to incorporate the other item, it can be sitting anywhere. As long as the seller and the buyer, individuals involved in this transaction have intended to include that item as well. Okay, so that's resolved. Next question. Iboilo. Mi bo'inen agav oiloi. Do you have to actually stipulate the word agav? Do I have to tell you that the method of kinyan that we are using now is kinyan agav, or is that not needed? Bo'inen agav oiloi. Toshma, we have a riot. Dektoni kolhani. We have so many different Bryces, we discussed yesterday, different examples of kinyan agav, like Tony agav, there's never a mention of the word agav. It's not necessary. Well, Tamech, according to your way of thinking, I have another question. Kni mi ktoni, where does the Mishnah even, the Bryces even mention that, the word kni, be kind of this, be kind of that. It doesn't mention that either. Ella ad omer kni. Oh, so apparently, it's understood that he's saying it the way he's supposed to. Look, be kind of the karka together with the metaltel. You have to say kni, even though the price isn't stipulated. Same thing with our question. Perhaps, although there's no mention of agav in the price, but of course it's needed. And that's the conclusion. So what's the halacha lemaisa? Tziburim lebina. We don't need the item to be sitting on the karka to come along with kni and agav. But agav, you must say agav. Ukni, you have to say clearly. You're giving it for you to be kind of. But and those are needed. Here comes another question posed by the Ibn HaYeshiva. You want to use kinyan agav, but the karka is going to one person, and the karka is being sold, and the metaltlin he was giving as a bonus, as a gift. So you're giving it to the same person, but it's sort of two transactions in one. Can you bundle those together and employ agav? Iboilu, sada b'mecher, you're selling the field. Umetaltel matana, and the metaltel are coming along as a gift, as a bonus. Mahu, can they be paired together within the kinyan agav? Toshma, have a ride, that works. We had a story yesterday. Yisr shani asad lamud. Rav Gamliel wanted to give his meiser. So he said, look, the meiser I'm going to separate later is being given to Yeshua, who was a Levi, and not Yeshua, mukami muskar loy. And the karka upon which the meiser is sitting, that's being rented to him. And the kinyan on the karka is going to include the maser as well through kinyan agav, right? Like we had this yesterday. Here we go. He's selling or renting and selling is, very similar. Renting is like a form of a temporary sale, and that's on the karka, and the produce is being given as a matana, and you can bundle them together. Shema mino. So here's a clear raya that it works. Ibarilu, another question regarding agav. Sada le'echad, metaltin le'acher ma'u. Two recipients. I'm giving the sada to Reuven, and I say, look, be kind in the sada, and agav, I want you to also take some metaltin from me for Shimon, through kinyan agav. Does that work? Or do they both need to go to the same person for kinyan agav to work? Ibarilu, sada le'echad. Umetatlin la'acher mau. Toshma, I have another right from that same story with the maser. Is Hushani Asid Lom. So the first maser was maserishan to Rabbi Yeshua the Levi. Second was maser ani, given to who? Nasan Lakiva ben Yosef. He was a stucca collector. He was a gabay aniyim. Kadei she is yiske boylan, yizaka boylanim, or yiske boylanim, he should be zaycha for the aniyim. Umakamim is charloi, and I'm also sort of renting him the place beneath the maser, and then it's bundled together as a kinyan agav. Question. There are two recipients. The rental is to Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, and the actual material is for the aniyim. So you see it works? No, my muskur, muskur l'maser. When he said that the mokum is muskur, he meant for the maser purpose, meaning for the aniyim's purpose. They're renting the sort of the... He's renting it on their behalf, so it's all to the same person. Another pshat is, Shani Rav Akiva Diyad Anim Hava. Although he was renting directly to Rav Akiva, and the master was for the Anim, but it's all one and the same thing, because Rav Akiva's Yad, sort of his domain, is really one and the same as the Anim. He's a Gabi Anim, so whatever he's doing on their behalf is as though they're doing it. So it's all being given to the same person, basically. Okay, so bottom line is, we can make a kinyan chazaka on karka, and together with that we are kinyan metaltlin. It doesn't need to be sitting on the karka, but you do have to explain yourself. Be zoicha, be kinyan, you have to explain that it's agav. One can be mecher, one can be matano. And regarding two recipients, we haven't really concluded. Amar Rava, here's another condition. Loishanu al shanasan demei kulan. When do we say that metaltlin are nikne through the chazaka of the karak, that's only when he paid in full. Right? He paid for everything. Because if he didn't pay, he didn't pay in full, so the fellow had no kavana to give him everything with the karak. So it only works if he fully paid for the karak and the metaltlan. Then we say it's all bundled together. And the intention is be kind of everything through the chazak of the kark. But he didn't pay in full, then he's only kind of in as much as he paid. Tanik of the Rava, a variety to Rava's concept from the following price. We compare the power of money to the power of shtar, to the power of chazaka in terms of the acquisition power of kinyanim. Yofi koicha kesef mikoicha shtar. Kesef stands higher than shtar. And in a way, shtar stands higher than kesef. How? Kesef has an advantage over shtar. Shakesef poitin by hegdeshis, and maser sheni can be used to redeem hegdesh property and maser sheni. Mashen kev shtar, you can't do it with a shtar. The pasuk says, v'nasam hakesef v'kamloi. And by maser sheni it says, v'tzarta hakesef needs to have a tzura, it has to be a coin. So kesef has one up over mas, over a shtar. V'yav v'koich ha-shtar, and shtar has an advantage over kesef. Sh'ashtar moiti bas Yisrael. A document affects a divorce. Moshe enkem v'kesef as opposed to money. Now we're going to pair up kesef and shtar and team up against chazaka. V'yav v'koich shnei m'koich chazaka. They're better than chazaka in the following realm. V'koich chazaka m'koich shnei. In a different realm, chazaka is stronger than both of them. In which way are kesef and shtar advantageous over chazak? Kesef and shtar can be used to buy an eved ivri. Chazak doesn't work by an eved ivri. On the flip side, chazak has an advantage. When it comes to chazak, we say like this. Imagine Reuven sells 10 fields in totally dispersed locations. Okay? One field here, one field there. But he's selling them all at once to one recipient. Does that lekeach need to make a separate chazaka, one per field? No. One chazaka on one field sort of drags everything along with it. Because he made a chazaka on, you know, on the karka, on the earth, and ultimately everything's connected down there. So it's considered a chazaka on everything. And he's kind of all 10 fields. Despite the fact that they're located in totally different locations. Once he does a chazaka on field A, kanam kulam, everything comes along, he's kind of everything. And this is unique to chazaka. Suppose, you know, let's say you have to... you know, you have to make a kinyan kesef, right? And you only, you know, pay for one field. You only kinyan that field. But over here, let's say it wouldn't be in the case of a mechira, where the Gemara soon says he actually has to pay for it. Pay for all 10. Let's say it's a matana, Taisa says. It's giving him a gift. So there's no money involved. Chazaka on one field incorporates everything. Okay, so that's an advantage. The chazaka has all over other forms of kinyana. But now the Gemara continues that actually when it comes to a sale, if you want the chazaka on field A to give you everything, to incorporate all 10 fields, you have to have paid. There had to have been money transferred, money given for all the fields. Otherwise, he doesn't really want to include everything. But when do we say that the chazaka of this field makes a kinyan on all 10 fields? That's when he paid him for all 10 fields. But if he didn't pay for all of them, then he only gets in as much as he paid. So let's see Rashi on top. When do we say the chazaka on field A works for field B? When he paid for it. Otherwise not. So that's right to Rava's concept regarding kinyan aga. Rava was speaking about making a kinyan on the sada and having the metatlan come along through kinyan aga. That's only if he paid for everything. Then we assume that the meicher is willing to bundle it together. Umetatlan haniknim makarka. That's comparable to the case of the separate fields. Namik hasada shenu smuchal adami. Vayinu de Rava. So we're comparing the halachas, just like in this case. We only include items that were paid for. Likewise, in Kinyan Agav, the same idea applies. So that's the Gemara. The fact that we just mentioned the Kinyan on one field working for the others is a raya to Shmuel, who told us the same halacha. So this braisa is Mesayel Shmuel, supports Shmuel's halacha. Damar Shmuel, Machar Lai, Eser Sades, Eser Medinais. So he's selling him 10 fields, dispersed in various locations. Once he did a kinyan on one, he acquires everything. Okay, so there's a riot from the Braisa to Shmuel. Now we're going to try to support this halacha of Shmuel with a svara, with logic. I'll substantiate Shmuel's halacha. That one kinyan gets you all. Teida, she'ilu masar lay, imagine, she'ilu masar lay eser behemis. I'll give you another example. Suppose he was selling him 10 animals, and they're all tied together in one afsar, one sort of reins, right? One pair of reins tied to all the animals. One bundle, one package. And he hands that over to the buyer. V'amarle, he says, Kni, here, take it, be kind. Milay kani. Doesn't that work? Of course it works. So, even though he's just making, you know, one kinyan, he's just taking possession of the afsar once, one maisa kinyan, he gets all the animals. So here as well, one chazaka, one size fits all. Ha'amarle, so... Amr Lay, so the Chacham responded, how can you compare the two cases? Midami. Hasami gudai biyadai. You see, there all the animals are tied together. It is one bundle. And therefore, it's one maisa kinyan for all. Hacha eini gudai biyadai. as opposed to the fields, they're not tied together. He's not holding them all as one. They're separate properties. How can you compare two things? Ikadamri. So actually, there was another version of this story where Rav Acha was coming to negate, to challenge Shmuel's halacha with the fields. Ikadamri Amar Rav Acha Breidar Rav Ika Teda. I'll disprove Shmuel's halacha. Teda Leikon, it doesn't work. One chazaka and one field cannot affect the others. Look, I'll bring you a similar case with animals where it's clear that it doesn't work. Ilu Maser Lei Eser Behemis Ba'Aser Echad. Suppose he gives him 10 animals with one handle. V'Amar Lei tells him Zukni. He says, I want you to be kind of, you know, this specific animal right here, one of the 10. Mikani, do you think he's kind of all of them? No, because they're separate, and he specified. So here as well, Rashi explains, you know, these are separate fields. So kinyan on one cannot help the other. So logic would dictate that it doesn't work. And to that, the Gemara responds, no, not necessarily. You can't compare two cases. Me dummy, how do you compare? Hasam gufim mechalakim. Mechalakim. There, separate animals. So when he said zoo, he meant this and not that. Hacha sadna da'ara chadhu. But over here, when he sells them 10 fields, you know, although on the surface they look like 10 separate entities, but, you know, downstairs in the depth of the earth, they're really connected. Rashi says sadna is trunk, like a glob, like a, maybe he means trunk. Basically, it has one base, one root. It's really one entity. The entire earth is connected. So it's sitting on the same base and tied together. And therefore, it makes sense that even though he's just doing chazak on one, the entire package comes along and it's considered like a chazak on all those fields as well. Okay, interesting discussion. So bottom line is, we have the halacha from Shmuel, which is supported by the Braisa. Chazaka on one field gets you all of them. The Gemara explains dafka when he intended on giving them all, and dafka when he paid for them all. Or in the case of a matana, payment is not needed. And the Gemara explains why this would be different than 10 separate animals. Continues the Gemara of Zaykikim as anachasim. So the halacha is that you can never make a shvua. You don't swear in Bezdin on a claim pertaining to karka. So how can you ever make a shvua on karka? There is a way called Gilgul Shvua. You roll it over, you extend it, you incorporate it. It's almost like Kinyan Agav. It's another variation of Kinyan Agav, except that Kinyan Agav pertains to Kinyanim. Here it pertains to making a shvua. And the Mishnah tells us that if you're already liable to a shvua regarding metaltolin, then, you know, the litigant can say, look, you know, we have an old claim regarding karka, which, you know, you've been getting away with without a shvua. Well, here we go. Put it right in there. And yeah, we include it into the shvua. Omar Ula, how do we know this idea? I mean, Nayan, Le Gilgul Shvua Min HaTorah, where is this sourced in the Torah Shenemar? Pasuk by Soita, V'Amra HaIsha Amin Amin. So they bring the deviant woman to the Bezdin, and they warn her. She accepts, by saying amen, she accepts upon herself the possible consequences, the Allah, the curse that might manifest if she drinks the water and she turns out she's guilty. She's also committing to the shvua, the oath, denying any wrongdoing. So that's why she says amen, amen. So in response to the Kayan's presentation, she says amen, amen, v'amar isha amen, amen. Why the repetition? What Tanan the Mishnah explains, Al Mahayu Ameris, Amin, Amin, what's the point of double Amin? We have much to cover. Amin Allah, Allah, Amin Allah, Shvua. Yeah, I'm accepting the curse upon myself. I'm accepting the oath. I'm committing to the truth. Amin Im Mish Zeh. I'm confirming that there was no wrongdoing with this specific person that you suspected me of interacting with. Amin Im Mish Acher. Likewise, pertaining to anybody else. Amen Shalosa Tisi Arusa. I didn't deviate when I was engaged. Unusua or once married. Vishamaris Yavim Maknusa. This is regarding a Yavama. It didn't happen before I was Nisyavim while I was awaiting the Yavam. Uknusa or afterwards. End of Mishnah. Let's analyze this Mishnah. She's incorporating so much, including all kinds of time frames before marriage, after marriage. What exactly happened? Hay arusa hechidami. When she relates to the time when she was engaged. What does that mean? Ilema de kanin lok sherusa. Vikam mashki lok sherusa. Are we speaking that he's merely engaged to her right now? He did kiddushin, so they're technically sort of through that first phase of marriage, before nisuin, and he's challenging her, and he takes her to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why she's responding in this manner. He did the kinu, he warned her when she was in Arusa, and she's still in Arusa now when he's giving her the water. That doesn't work. There's no site at that point. Vatznan Arusa v'shemeres yavam loyshoy. He says, "Blaynot this ksuva." If an episode should arise during that stage of their life, during Erison, or awaiting Yivam, pre-marriage stage, there's no drinking, there's no, yeah. My time of why? Tachas Ishech, Amar Rachman of Alech, the Torah specifies that she must be a married woman, she's not. So it must be like this. The Kanelo, Kushi Yarusa. He issued that warning to her when she was still engaged. Vinistra, Kushi Yarusa. And she did a stira, she went into confinement with that fellow when she was still Arusa. But he waited it out. Now they're married, he decided to proceed. That doesn't work either. The water wouldn't verify anything. It would be ineffective at this point. You know why? Because once she experienced kine vestira, they may not stay together as husband and wife until it's confirmed and verified. So he did something wrong by staying on with her. And that preempts the effect of the water. V'nika ha'ish mi'avin amar achmona, the Torah specifies that he has to be free of any wrongdoing. V'zman sha'ish menukim mi'avin, when he is clean, ma'im ha'baitim es ishte, the water likewise can confirm and verify. Ein ha'ish menukim mi'avin, but if he's guilty of any wrongdoing, such as interacting with her after the kinyan v'stira took place, ein ha'ma'im ba'itim es ishte, the water is rendered ineffective, so that doesn't work. Ela de gilgal, so it must be like this. They got engaged. They're married. And now, he did kinyan, he did stira, he's taking her to the Beis HaMikdash. And he wants to include other possible, you know, episodes. He says, look, I'm giving you to drink now, but I want you to also address any possible wrongdoing during the engagement period. So we see that Gilgal is, in fact, a legal procedure. Likewise, when it comes to our Mishnah, in terms of Choshen Mishpat, monetary claims, you can be Megalgil, a Shvua, which otherwise, you know, wouldn't stand on its own. You can incorporate it and include it into an existing claim. Says the Gemara, Ashkan Soit. Okay, so we find it by the Soit, the Yisura, which is Isser, you know, related issue. Mamayim and Olam, how do we know that when it comes to monetary related issues, you can employ the Gilgal? Tanat, Verebi Shmuel, we have a Kabbal Chayim. Ma'as Soit. Shulay Nitna Litava Beidech. Look, even Saita, which cannot be processed through an Eid Echad, you need two Eidim who saw that she went into Stira, still we can do Gilgal Megalgalin, as we just explained. Certainly the Imamin, monetary claims, Shenitan Litava Beid Echad, you can proceed with even a claim based on one witness. You know, if you have an Eid Echad supporting your claim, you can compel your opponent to swear, to challenge the Eid Echad, right? So an Eid Echad has the power to trigger a monetary din, and to trigger a shvua, a nadin shem galgulin. Certainly, of course, Gilgal can work as well. Continues the Gemara. Ashkom bevaday. Okay, so that addresses a vaday claim. You know, let's say I want to include in my Gilgal shvua, I want to include another claim that I, that's confirmed, that's vaday, you owe me money, this and that. You can include that into the package. Sufik Milon. Let's say, I'm not sure about this second claim. So I have one absolute claim, which justifies Shavuot. Let's say it's on Metatlin. I want to include some sort of, questionable claim on Karka as well. But I'm not sure, but I want to make you swear about it. Can you do that? Sufik Milon. Says the Gemara. Yep, you can do that. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Nemro Shavuot b'chutz. V'nemro Shavuot b'fnim. We find the concept of Shvua outside of the Beis HaMikdash in a Beis Din, regarding Dinei Mamonos that we're discussing. And we find V'nemer Shvua Bifnim, we find the Shvua inside in the Beis HaMikdash with the Saita. We compare the two. Ma Shvua Amura Bifnim, just like with the Saita. Also, Basafa Kevadai. you know, there the entire Shvua is based on uncertainty. Nobody knows exactly what happened. It's an unverified claim, but the Torah treats it as a vade with seriousness. So we see that the Gilgal Shvua can incorporate even Suffolk, claims which are Suffolk. Av Shvua, Amur B'chus, likewise, a monetary Shvua done outside the Mikdash follows the same parameters. Asa B'Suffolk, Kavadei, we treat a Suffolk like a Vadei, and we can include even a Tainas Suffolk and compel a Shvua by applying the concept of Gilgal Shvua. Okay, so in summary, we started with the discussion of the Kinyan Agav. We concluded that the Agav does not need to be sitting, the Metalton doesn't have to be situated on the Karka for it to be included in the package Kinyan. He has to explain to him that there is going to be Agav happening, that there's a Kinyan here. You can do the Mecher on the Sada and the Metalton Matana. We discussed the question of doing it to two individuals as one package. We left that unresolved. Rav says Agav is only presumed when he paid for the entire package. We learned about the Chazak on one field, including all the fields. And we discussed Gilgal Shavua, which is learned from the Parsha of Saita. To be continued, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. All the best, Yonatz Lacharab.